All right. From the Department of Family Care, item number 11. Madam Clerk, please read the item.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, providing an overview of Family Care's 2013 requested departmental budget. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good afternoon, Ms. Ledger, Mr. Hodgson.
Correct. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. Budget that you see before you represents revenues and expenditures that are expected to increase from $240 million in 2012 to $294 million in 2013. This represents a 22% increase. As you're aware, the Department of Family Care operates a managed care organization under a contract with the State Department of Health Services and a permit by the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. We do not utilize any county tax levy in this particular program. The department's major highlights are, of course, moving forward with enrolling individuals in, now that the state of Wisconsin has lifted their caps on enrollment into family care. We continue to provide this benefit along with other managed care organizations and the state self-directed supports program, IRIS. So continuing to market and make sure that people are aware of this very good and stable option for individuals to maintain themselves in the community. We continue to move forward with developing an integrated service model to meet the future vision of family care. And for those of you who may not have heard previously, when we talk about an integrated model, we talk about not only the long-term care benefit that we have always provided, but also providing that acute and primary care benefit. All the positions, Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo in particular, that have been abolished within this budget are currently vacant. There are also position creates for new disciplines that we haven't had positions in previously. Medicare specialist who can help us make sure that Medicare is the first payer for services for when that's appropriate. A therapy specialist to help advise us on more expensive durable medical equipment purchases for members. A business research manager and a nutrition coordinator. So those are new creates for the department for 2013. The department is also, as you're aware, leasing its IT system, MIDAS, to two other managed care organizations, and we have a third set to start in January of 2013. So the revenues from those leases offset the department's administrative expenses. I think I got it done in 2 minutes.
Yes, very nice, very nice. We love to hear about increased revenue. All right, Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I understand you say we have increased revenue, but I don't see it mm-hmm. within this budget. Because if you look at your first page budget summary, it says there's no change. Mm-hmm. And also what you're creating is abolished. I'm glad you mentioned that. It says that you're going to come up with 0.1. I was going to ask you, what's that 0.1 mean? Because that's not even an hour, a half, or what is that?
You don't get much work out of a 0.1 FTE.
That's right.
Our expectations for that position were pretty low. As we have done every year when we put together a budget Supervisor Mayo, to address your first question, when we put together our budget, when budgets are submitted to the county, we do not have our next year capitation rate, so we use our existing capitation rate.
Correct.
So that's the rate that we always use. And in terms of the revenues and expenditures, defer to our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Hodgson.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, in regards to the increase in revenues is going to be derived from an increase in enrollment. With the lift of the enrollment cap, we've forecasted about a 3.3% increase in new enrollees, and we've seen that increase. We've had 122 people net increase since April of 2012 to present. So our forecast is, we'll be hitting the numbers. As far as the 0.1 that you're asking about on the FTEs and that, there's a budget for some small amount of overtime, and that's usually when we have a loss of position and trying to fill a vacancy. So that is what that extra 0.1 refers to. The 22% increase, I want to bring this to light, is not all attributed to brand new growth. About $8.5 million of that is related to just strictly new enrollees. When we did this budget, we had a budget transfer before the county board. We did not. We were instructed to keep our existing budget intact, and that there's that new budget transfer that came in. So our revenue structure for 2011, we ended the year at $283 million. We will be going to about $294 million. So most of it is attributed just solely to new enrollees. It's just that we weren't able to make that get that budget transfer approved and in the system soon enough. So that's the reason for that jump that you see, that $50 million jump.
Actually, in reality, are you going to give them a new summary? Because I'm going to say everybody else got it, must be updated on the computer. But to make sure that we have that in writing, that you are going to have that 22% jump, also state that the 1 point, you're really not going to have that much overtime with a point one.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mail, it's actually 0.6 of an FTE is what is budgeted. It's I think roughly $30,000.
Okay, and then also that you need to update, since you are talking about the new enrollment. How much is that new enrollment dealing with Racine and Kenosha, and how much is that from Milwaukee County? There's a comparison of the two different ones. How much do you also put in your reserve fund? And since that you have that new bump in your reserve in your revenue, is anything budget to put into your reserve fund in case of anything happened? Particularly, we had an issue about when you went to Racine and Kenosha. Okay.
Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo, Mr. Hudson talked to the with the reserve requirements and where those fall.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, let me kind of just enlighten you a little bit. This year, through June 30th, we're at about a $427,000 loss. Mm-hmm. To be exact. Okay. When we started the year, we are at $25.1 million in reserves, so we'll be down 24.7, mm-hmm. roughly. This budget, as submitted right now, has a reduction or a due from reserves of about $1.2 million. The reason for that is we're working off an existing capitation rate for 2012. There was no increase to it. And that rate for 2012 was about a 4% decrease from the prior year. So until when we get our new capitation rate for 2013, we would bring that to the to DOS, the county exec, and the county board for approval, and then update the system. I wouldn't expect much of an increase. However, 0.5% will cover the $1.2 million. So all we need is a nominal increase for 2013.
And then you will put that extra 1 point back into the reserve fund. So
yes, it would. Yes, exactly.
And you don't have to show that in your budget narrative?
Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo, Jim Hudson may correct me if I'm wrong. All of that is after the budget narrative has been submitted. So the timing from when the state releases its capitation rate and when we submit our budgets to the county, they're never quite in, and they never will be in sync.
Okay.
So we catch up every year.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And I'm sorry if you've already covered this, but the budget requested by the county executive, mm-hmm. what percentage were there cuts that were asked for, and if they were, what percentage were those cuts over your last year's budget?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayor, and other board members, I'm sorry. I'll talk to everybody. I don't believe there were any cuts requested.
Okay. No, there were really no cuts. And
okay.
As we pointed out, we abolished some positions but then created exactly about the same number of just different types.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is my hangover from the Walker administration, where they would say to you, you have the 3% cut this year or 4% mm-hmm. cut, and they wanted you to come up with those cuts yourself. So I wanted to see if that had been requested. So they just asked you for a budget mm-hmm. that you could live within. All right. Very good. Any other comments or questions for Ms. Ledger or Mr. Hodgson regarding the Department of Family Care? All right.